This week, the public gets a chance to start weighing in on the latest draft of proposed new social studies standards for Michigan schools. A series of 9 public comment meetings starts this week in Detroit, moves around the state before wrapping up May 9th in Escanaba. Now, standards are the guidelines for the subject areas to be covered in K-12 classrooms. The social studies standards have led to a lot of political arguing over what should or should not be in the standards. Climate change, LGBT rights, Roe v. Wade, the influence on Christianity in U.S. history, biblical figures like Abraham and conservative figures like Ronald Reagan. Here with us now is Tom McMillan, a former Republican state representative, and he's the current treasurer of the State Board of Education. Tom, why are social studies standards so important in your view?
Well, I mean, they're, as far as to get them right is important for me. I think they're so political. There was the statement that we were going to have social studies standards that are not political. That was what the comment was last board meeting. And inherently, they're political. So if we can acknowledge that and say they're going to be political if you're writing standards about politics and about history, what to put in it, what not to put in it. So it's important if we're going to have standards at a statewide level that they are as neutral as possible. And I think these start out very far left. From a conservative standpoint, I think that, you know, the reason why there was pushback initially it's because there's a real general sense among conservatives. Look at the TV. You're seeing young kids embracing socialism and communism, things that, you know, how can you do that if you know the history of Mao and, Lenin and Stalin and the murderous people that, socialism brings up and what power, the corruption of power at a centralized level. So I think there's a lot of dismay. And so in the grassroots, as far as conservatives go, so if you're going to have these, they want them to be at least educating kids because they think there's a lack of it right now.
What are some of the elements that are most important to you to have included in these new standards?
Well, you know, I am not a social studies standards expert. Judge Warren was one of the few, or one of the only conservatives I know of out of 100 and some people that were working on this latest iteration.
And that's Oakland Circuit Judge Michael Warren, right?
Oakland Circuit Judge Michael Warren, and he clearly says in a 11-page memo to the state board that these are very biased. You know, there's a lot of problems with it, a lot of inconsistencies, confusion. So, I mean, I rely on him because it's the breadth is 135 pages of standards. So, you know, it's important in area like civics to make sure that kids understand the foundation of the country and, what unalienable rights are. It's not very distinguished and clear in the standards that they call them individual rights, which governments largely give and take away. But there are unalienable rights. What are those? There's a lot. I couldn't just encapsulate that in one sentence.
And agreed about it is a long, long draft, and it is available for the public to read online and be able to comment on. Where is there room for compromise?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure, compromise, if these start off far left, compromise would still be quite, maybe less far left, but still, quite left. This is a trick that has been used, so I'm not going to go there. I didn't want them to go out because I thought that they were way too biased to go out in the first place. And if you have quote-unquote compromise, you end up with, a little bit less far left. So I'm not good with that. But what I would like to see, I think that in order to make decisions, for the kids make decisions, they have to have clear facts. And I can see that there's a lot of facts that are left out. But I think some of the new things that they put in there with climate change and LGBTQ rights, it's not balanced. They talk about climate change, but are they going to talk about the mistakes that scientists made back in the 70s saying that we were global cooling and the mistakes they made recently that it was global warming? And now they say they now come up with, climate change and that how governments will manufacture crises in order to gain power over the citizens and give examples of that. I'd like to see it more balanced on gay rights. I'd like for it to be, talk about how business owners are being forced to violate their consciences and participate in gay weddings or else lose their business. These are things that would provide balance, and I don't see that there would be any of that there.
Tom, what's at stake in all of this, in this process and in developing these standards?
you know, when you, what you teach children about where we've come from says a lot about where we're going to be going. And so, you know, it's important to give them a good sense of history and civics and a decent economic, you know, understanding of economics. And so, you know, you're raising the next generation, and certainly, you know, there have been dictators of the past that said, give me your children and I will, you know, transform your society. And they, you know, took over the education system in order to do that in a negative way. So, you know, I mean, certainly, the educating of our children is what's at stake in the public system, at least.
Tom McMillan, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
All right. Thank you, Cindy.
We turn now to Cassandra Ulbrich. She's a Democrat who's president of the State Board of Education. Cassandra, why is it after 5 years of debates and drafts and countless hours of work, do we still not have updated social studies standards for K-12 in Michigan?
Well, that's an excellent question. Generally, I can tell you it does not take this long to come up with standards. We started this process about 5 years ago, and at the time, we were updating both the social studies standards and the science standards. And I actually thought the science standards would take us much longer. Turns out that the social studies standards are a hot-button issue, very contentious. And so we started the process about 5 years ago, and as it was moving forward, we started to hear some feedback from certain members of the legislature who had some concerns about the standards as they were being proposed. And that kind of put a pause on what we were doing at the time. And Brian Whiston, then the superintendent, said, let's have a work study group to kind of work on some of these concerns, and invited some of the members that had expressed those concerns. We ended up with proposed standards last year that we sent out for public comment, and the comments were, for the most part, very, very negative. So we took those comments, we updated the standards again, and now they are once again out for public comment.
And when we talk about, as you refer to certain members of the legislature, we're talking pretty much, you're talking about Republican and more conservative voices, such as Patrick Colbeck, who ran for governor, and he was a leading critic. So how do you answer critics like them who feel that these latest draft standards are too left-leaning?
I don't think that they're left-leaning at all. So there tends to be a confusion about the difference between standards and curriculum. Standards basically just say what a student should be able to do and know at a certain grade level. So, for example, a standard might be talk about the significance of the end of the Cold War. And part of that becomes the curriculum, where the teachers really come up with, you know, what is the knowledge base and the content around that standard. So we have examples that might be included, but it's not an exhaustive list of examples. So when someone says that they're left-leaning, what they're really saying is, we don't like the examples that are being put into the standards, not necessarily that the standards themselves are inappropriate. So that's really the conversations we're having right now.
What is most important, Cassandra, to you to have in these standards?
For me, the most important thing is that we are teaching our young people how to be critical thinkers. So not just to memorize dates and memorize who the people are in significant events in history, but to also be able to take that a step further and say, this is why this is important. You know, how do I understand the significance of things that happened in history and what they might mean for me today? That's why we have standards. It's about being able to establish how you understand historical facts and figures, but also incorporate them into what you see around you every day today to understand what your own thoughts are and your own opinions, and to be able to develop those as you're moving forward through your academic career.
Is there anything that you would find to be unacceptable to be included in these social studies standards?
Well, I was diametrically opposed to the standards last year, and the reason for that is because it included some things within the standards themselves that I thought were not appropriate. So, for example, they treated civil rights like it was a zero-sum game. So one of the standards actually said that, you know, when a marginalized group gains civil rights, that someone else's civil rights have been infringed upon. That's not how civil rights work. There was no way I could ever support including something like that in the standards.
Where could you compromise with conservatives?
I think there's lots of compromise. One of the things that we've heard is that they want to have, for example, Ronald Reagan and Gorbachev mentioned as part of the end of the Cold War. I don't see any problem with adding those as examples. So I think there are things that we can do to alleviate some of those concerns, but at the end of the day, we're not going to turn our standards over to something like what we saw last year, where, again, we're teaching, you know, civil rights as a zero-sum game.
What will you be looking for and listening for in these upcoming public hearings and the online public comments?
So much like we did last year, we want to know, first of all, what the reactions are from folks from all over the ideological spectrum and to get some feedback and some take on that. We also have invited educators to come and talk about, you know, what they're teaching in their classroom and how the standards might be impacting those as well. You know, we open a wide net so that anyone who has any thoughts or opinions is welcome to share them and, you know, give us feedback. The feedback is what makes the standards better.
Cassandra Ulbrich is president of the State Board of Education. Later in the evening, you can go to the stateside page at michiganradio.org. We will post links where you can check out the dates and locations of the public comment meetings and also a link for you to file your comment online. Cassandra, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.